are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, oh, we got a lot to talk about today, but I got some good news for y'all. They say that not only does Viagra, which we all know, helps men's performance in the bedroom, they say it could also help men lose weight and fight fat. And we're talking belly fat. I mean, if you thought Viagra was the super pill, you ain't seen nothing yet. Apparently, remember we talked about white fat and brown fat, how brown fat is the type of fat that we use or that we have, you know, as children, and it metabolizes more and it burns up more energy, increases our metabolism, etc., whereas our white fat is the bad fat. Well, researchers think that Viagra will convert white fat into brown fat, which is the biggest miracle drug I've ever seen. They also say that this quote-unquote side effect of Viagra can reduce the risk of other complications caused by obesity, like inflammation, heart disease, etc. Now, study leader, who I think people in the scientific community are calling a hero, Professor Alexander Pfeiffer from the University of Bonn, said sildenafil, which is Viagra, is not only able to minimize erectile problems, but it could also reduce the risks of gaining excessive weight. His team examined the effect of the sex drug on fat cells in mice after earlier tests revealed rodents who were treated with Viagra became resistant to obesity when they would feed these rodents a high-fat diet. Can you imagine? Oh, I know women are going to want to take this too. The researchers administered the drug to the rodents for 7 days. The effects were quite amazing. I'm sure the rats were happy too. The Viagra increased the conversion of white fat cells that were found in human problem areas, you know, like the stomach area. Abdominal obesity is always a concern. And it converted it into the beige fat or the brown fat. And since brown fat burns energy from ingested food, converts it to heat, it basically kind of quote unquote melts the fat. Now, where do we go with this? I mean, of course, I have to study it in humans. You know, we do know that Viagra can have some side effects. We know that. You know, like the blue vision and, oh, forgive me, I'm sorry. Oh, we had a long morning. I'm sorry about that. And so they obviously need to research this more. But can you imagine if this is true and if this is something that we could extrapolate? I mean, here's the thing. All right, I've been talking to you guys now for 4 years. I've been giving you these stories and these research articles and these breakthroughs for years. We get all excited about them and then you see nothing happens. Right? Remember years ago they thought they found a cure for Alzheimer's, where they found that amyloid buildup that deposits in the brain gets built up in the liver. So if they could block it in the liver, they could block Alzheimer's. Nothing. I don't see any of that. Remember there was that, this was one of my favorite studies I reported to you. There was a woman in Hampshire, England, who I guess had very, very bad osteoarthritis of the knees. They took a little piece of cartilage out of her knees, grew it in the lab to a nice big chunky piece, put the big chunky piece back into her knee, back into her leg, and it supposedly worked. And to me, this was probably the cure for osteoarthritis. I mean, many of us, we get bad knees, we get weak knees, we get bone on bone. Cartilage wears down, and we either need to do the hyaluronic acid Synvisc injections, which is kind of like a fake type of cartilage that lasts about 6 months, or we end up needing knee replacements. And for them to regrow a person's own knee cartilage, right, being able to pull it out, grow more, throw it back in the knee, it sounds brilliant. You aren't really going to have any allergic side effects because it's autologous, we call it. So you don't react to it. I mean, it's a brilliant idea. Brilliant, brilliant idea. And didn't hear anything more about that. You know, we're going to be talking about today where one researcher thinks he's found the cure for AIDS. He thinks he found the cure for AIDS using HIV to turn on itself. I don't know if I'm just tired But I mean, I almost don't want to get excited about anything anymore. It's exhausting. There's all these cool things, and it's just exhausting. So, look, I'll report them as I go, but don't sit there waiting at the pharmacy, right, with your thumbs, when you sit there and twirl your thumbs, waiting, because I don't know when they're going to allow this. Now, if any of you have noticed that you lost weight taking Viagra like you regularly do for your very vibrant and full sex lives, I'd love to hear from you. Yeah, let me know. Did the Viagra work? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, because that would be cool. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of body lumps, from what I understand, airport scanners will no longer reveal our lumpy bumpies. TSA are removing the full body airport scanners that, I guess, require you to stand there and show, I guess, everything. Now, I thought, excuse me, oh, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, it was an exhausting morning. I can't believe I'm yawning. My energy should be up. I'm back on the air. Anyway, apparently, these scans have, there was a lawsuit Bloomberg reports where, these scans were likened to a physically invasive strip search. And these are the scans that do use radiation. And they're in about 76, they're in over 200 airports right now, but 76 large airports have already removed them. And it's not that they weren't effective, it's just I think the TSA is concerned about the radiation and concerned about people being upset that, you know, people could see the lumps and bumps. You know, I'm sure they could see my NuvaRing or, you know, form of birth control very easily on that thing. I just don't want the extra radiation. I really don't. But the reason why those airport scanners wanted to play is because a few Christmases ago, we had the underwear bomber who had, some explosive powder in his perineal area. Might I add, that was the ugliest piece of underwear I've ever seen. Really, that was the best he could do? Don't go away. We've got a lot going on. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, one of the things that always kind of gives us the heebie-jeebies is when you're cooking a lobster. And I guess when you throw the lobster in, you hear this screech. Now, it's not the lobster supposedly in pain. It's supposed to be air escaping from under its shell, right? And people keep telling us that, so we don't think we're actually hearing live lobsters scream as they're being thrown into boiling water, which I still think is kind of cruel. I don't eat lobster, so I could be on the lobster side on this one easily. But they say in this next study, lobsters and crabs can actually feel pain and take action to avoid it from happening again, according to Mail Online. That is not what we want to know. We don't want to know that they could feel it. Of course they could feel it. They're animals. Scientists have proven that crabs and other crustaceans do feel pain and are able to recall an unpleasant experience and take action to avoid it happening again. Not sure how that happens if you throw it into a boiling pot of water and it dies. Research, they say, has shown that when shore crabs, we're not talking about pubic lice, we're talking about like crabs on a beach Shore crabs are given small electric shocks while hiding in dark shelters. They try to escape being zapped again by opting to migrate to another hideout. They say other studies carried out at Queen's University Belfast on hermit crabs and prawns also found that creatures experience pain. Of course they do. They say the findings could have important implications for the food industry, where many chefs boil crabs, lobsters, and prawns alive in the belief that they're impervious to pain. I never believed that. You want to know why I always thought lobsters hurt? And it's not because I'm smart. That's not it. When I had to do that bug collection, I know we got to talk about the bug collection again. When I had to do that bug collection where for every bug you got a point, and so if you wanted to get an A, you had to have 100 bugs. And a B would be 80 to 90 bugs, and these bugs had to be perfect. They each had to be different. So you'd have a grasshopper, a butterfly, I even think a spider. I think they allowed spiders, even though spiders aren't, they're arachnids, not, the insects. But still, we were allowed to have spiders, and I had a bee. And anyway, so I came up with 100 of them. And then remember, I tripped and fell, and then I broke the majority of them, and they weren't allowed to have broken parts and pieces. So then I had to, the night before, find all more bugs. But anyway, one of the ways we were taught to kill the bugs. Now, we're talking bugs. We're not even talking about fish, sea creatures that move and swim and hunt and do all that other stuff. Okay, we're just talking bugs. We're talking little insects, okay, which are obviously less advanced than a lobster or a crab. Well, I think they're pretty close in advancement, but that's a whole other story for a different day. We were told that you take some nail polish, and you soak nail polish in a cotton swab, like a cotton ball. You put the live bug, you have like you take a cup, like a Dixie cup or whatever, or a clear container so you can see, make sure the bug died before you open it up. So you throw the bug in there with a nail polish acetone-soaked cotton ball. Now, unfortunately, and I still feel so bad about this. I know it's kind of girly, but sorry. The container I got was about maybe a 5-inch by 3-inch container, a little bit larger than what I should have used. And I was trying to kill the grasshopper, because remember, you weren't allowed to smash these bugs, because for the bug collection, the bugs had to be completely pristine in terms of its legs and wings, etc. So that's why we were supposed to kill the bug with the acetone. There was another type of bug chemical we could use that you were able to get at a pet store, where you put the poison behind the neck in between the head and the thorax. I did it, though. I couldn't use that on everything. I use it on bees. But anyway, so the grasshopper is dying from the acetone. And I guess grasshoppers have a type of tongue. And you saw the grasshopper, as it was trying to move away from the acetone, his tongue was basically on the paper, because I think I had it on some paper. You saw the wet from his tongue. And then he crawled some more, and then you saw the wet from his tongue. And I'm watching this, and I was like, oh my gosh, I felt so bad, because I didn't realize how long the death occurred. And you saw, obviously, he was suffering. All right, and just by the look of that, I don't even want to talk about a grasshopper dying. Is this my premenopause hormones kicking in? Why am I getting all choked up for a grasshopper? All right, well, anyway, so I learned very easy on, okay, these bugs are feeling me kill them, even with the acetone. Also, if any of you have ever been in a salon, sitting there for an hour, hour and a half, getting your nails done, it is kind of torture. I can't stand. I know. I love the salon I go to, and I love the people that work on my nails whenever I am able to get my nails done and afford it, but I hate sitting there smelling the stuff. I'd rather be in Philadelphia. I mean, I got so much other stuff to do. So, bugs feel it. Of course, your fish will feel it. Now, they say many seafood suppliers will rip off the legs or abdomens of live animals to keep for sale while throwing less valuable parts back into the sea. That's some pretty, I know, now that we know they probably feel, well, of course, I've always known they feel, you just kind of ignore what happens to your food. Lead researcher Professor Bob Elwood said the experiments show it is likely they experience pain rather than flinching, and therefore we must start to question how these animals are treated. Now, see, I don't eat fish. I like beef. I eat a lot of chicken, and I'm starting to like get some salmon. I'm able to hold my nose, and if I butter up that salmon really, really good, so I'm like almost drinking the butter, I could get the salmon and the fish down my throat. But, you know, people go, well, you know, Dahlia, you know, cows are killed, and, you know, it's all cruel. Well, I gotta tell you, I mean, the one group of people that really, really know their poop, are the people that do kosher meat. When you eat a kosher piece of meat, the animal had to have been killed painlessly. I've taught you guys about this. So how do they do it? Well, from what I understand, in most kosher butcheries, unless things have changed over the last 20 years, they hang the animal upside down. And the animal is hung upside down. Now, mind you, that is scary, okay? But they hang the animal upside down, and all the blood rushes to the head. And then what they do is they cut the jugular. Now, the jugular is supposedly, I mean, with the exception of the cut getting into the jugular, remember, the jugular vein is what drains the brain. You have the carotid sending blood to the brain, got the jugular vein taking it out. So I guess on Masada, remember the story of Masada? That's how they all killed themselves, right? Because it was the most painless to slice the jugular. You know, and then Peter O'Toole came up there and he was doing a big, huge speech. And the poor actors lying there pretending to be dead, you could see them breathe. And he had to sit there and still do his melodramatic speech on the, you know, and I'm like, those actors are, how long are they supposed to pretend like they're holding their breath? So he's trying to see them breathe. And it totally, you know, messed up the show for me. But anyway, that was the Masada miniseries. But, so they flip the animal upside down, and then they cut the jugular. He bleeds pretty quickly, painlessly, and dies. And it's supposed to be as painless a way to slaughter the animal, you know, with the exception of actually putting them all under anesthesia, which I don't think is kosher. So, you know, I'm not saying I just eat kosher meat. I mean, I'll eat anything that, you know, McDonald's, you know, gives me at the drive-thru. I know you're not supposed to eat fast food. I haven't eaten fast food. I have done so well with my diet. I haven't had McDonald's in weeks. I am just so proud of myself. I'm like, hey, actually months. I haven't had any McDonald's in months. So proud of myself. But anyway, so where was I going with this? So I understand if you eat a chicken and my grandfather, you know, he had chickens in the backyard when it was dinner time. He'd take a chicken, chop off the head, the chicken would still run, and then it would fall. And, you know, I mean, we kill animals and we eat them, but I just never really understood, you know, how we could just put fish into boiling water. Oh, my gosh, that's got to be horrible. So, you know, next time you order lobster, maybe ask them to give the lobster a little propofol before you go. Now, before we... Propofol, oh, man. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, while we're talking about fast food, the biggest headline of the day, was a consumer was extremely upset that his foot-long sub wasn't 12 inches. He measured the foot-long, we're talking about the sub, and it only measured 11 inches. We believe he's from Australia. He posted a photo on the company's Facebook page. More than 10,000 people have liked or commented on the photo, which had the caption, "Subway, please respond." And so, your Subway footlong. Now, I know, you know, Michelle Obama would probably say, well, this is good. Then you're going to lose weight. That's wonderful. Wonderful. But nah. I mean, if I need that extra inch, we all need that extra inch. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep worrying about tests and schoolwork? Eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are signing everybody up, as many as we can, for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. We've got a great group already going. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. All right, you know, I really didn't want to cover this story, but, you know, it's either that or talking about Lance Armstrong. So, which, of course, you know, we need to say a few bits on that one. But I guess this next story headline are the top 10 days for watching porn. Apparently, there are days that porn sites are less visited, and there are days where porn sites are very popularly visited. And, yes, there is a poll. There is a poll for everything. I guess website Pornhub allows free access to millions of X-rated videos. Not that I'm doing a commercial for them by any means. And they determined the highest traffic days of 2012. by analyzing the total visitors that visited each day using specialized analytics software. You know, so keep in mind, people, when you guys are watching online porn, I mean, you know, they know who's watching it, where it's coming from, the computer. I mean, they know. You know, your IP address tells it all. The research team then compiled numerical data for the entire year and classified it into several categories, including days most trafficked, days least trafficked, and most popular search terms or categories. No, I doubt any of the popular search terms is Dr. Dahlia in general. Americans most likely watch porn on December 27th, once the stresses and the strains and the mother-in-law are out of town. Similarly, the Monday after Thanksgiving, also known as Cyber Monday, right, is the second busiest porn day. The third day is May 29th, the Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend. All right, so I guess, you know what, I mean, you know, here we, the Dr. Dahlia Show, we do give credit to our researchers, and we do like to announce researchers' research. You know, why not give them credit, show the American public and the world what hard work they do. And even though this isn't a study discussing a cure for cancer, it is a study nonetheless. So, the slowest days for online porn: Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, Easter Sunday, Christmas Eve, Independence Day, New Year's Day, Superstorm Sandy ended up being one of the slowest days for online porn, Memorial Day weekend, Father's Day came in 10th, and then Valentine's Day. Okay, so that's the slowest days for porn. What are the most popular days for porn? December 27th, right, which is a couple days after Christmas, November 26th, day after Thanksgiving, May 29th, Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend, November 12th, Veterans Day, February 20th, President's Day, October 8th, Columbus Day, July 5th, day after Independence Day, get this one, guys, September 17th, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, and you're supposed to stay home from work, and you're supposed to be in temple praying. Are you kidding me? People were looking at porn. January 23rd, Chinese New Year. September 4th, the Tuesday after Labor Day. They say February 6th, the Monday after the Super Bowl, was the 12th busiest time for looking at porn. All right, I don't think I'm going to move on with this story. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, of course, still, gun control is a huge, huge issue. And from what we understand, according to the LA Times, they have, looked at and reported how our background check system for guns is pretty flawed, and that Obama, trying to improve the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, is going to have such a feat because federal agencies a lot of times don't even turn over records. They say the first six of Obama's 23 executive actions announced Wednesday were pledges to improve the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS. The database is maintained by the FBI. It holds about 7.3 million records of people who are barred from buying guns, like felons, drug users, domestic violence offenders, fugitives, people who have been committed to mental institutions. So went into effect, the system has resulted in more than 1.5 million denials of gun transactions. All right, according to Obama. But the system's main handicap, they say, is it only covers federally licensed gun dealers and not private transactions. Now, private transactions is estimated to be 40% of all gun sales. So this is going to probably be the next target for Obama and his gun control. They say Obama promised to push for legislation to close that gap with what the White House called limited common sense exceptions for such cases as transfers between family members. So what does this mean? Your buddy has a Glock? You're in love with the Glock? You want to purchase the Glock? Are they not going to allow you to do it? I mean, remember, them wanting to ban assault rifles okay, is just one part of the whole picture of what they want to do. You know, and some of the moderate Democrats are trying to quell our fears by saying, no, don't worry. It's all the talk about the assault bans. They're not going to be talking about our regular guns. Well, once you start to regulate those types of purchases, government is getting involved with our regular guns. Some of you guys have been weighing in on this. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have a question about this gun with President Obama on the gun safety courses. Number one, why doesn't he enforce gun safety courses and learning permits on younger people and people that want to know about it? And also, he went for this giving guns to the drug cartels in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Yet he wants to take them away from our American people, who in the Constitution says that we have a right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come up with a solution to these questions?
No. Good question. No, I can't come up with a solution. This presidency has, I mean, some people have called it the WTF presidency. I like to call it the half-assed administration. I just think everything they have done since Obama took office is just half-assed, if I could use that term. And of course, one of the first examples I'd cite is Obamacare. You have an opportunity to try to work on the healthcare system, try to increase access to healthcare for people, and the piece of legislation was just a cluster. Immigration. Well, you know, we're not going to ask you about your immigration status, so don't tell. Here's the don't ask, don't tell, coming back in a different form. And we're not going to want certain states to take on their own protection from their borders. Yeah, we have Homeland Security and, you know, we have a, you know, strong immigration stance and policy. No, their immigration policy is half-assed. Not deporting people that need to be deported. So I just think that whatever they have, and I know some of you are blaming the Republican Congress. Even Obama blames the Republican Congress for all the spending. You know, Obama said, Republicans are the ones that approve the spending. Congress approved the spending, so they're the ones that, should be addressed. It's just, to me, half-assed. So, you know, you're right. I mean, here we are with the whole Attorney General and Eric Holder debacle and complete fiasco with guns going into the hands of drug cartels. And, it's just a real half-assed administration. And my problem with this is whenever you do something half-assed, it bites you in the butt. Same thing with the economy. I mean, the economy was, again, the way they're approaching the economy, completely half-assed. You know, I gotta tell you guys, I hope you watch The Ultimate Guide to the Presidents. It's done by the History Channel. The Ultimate Guide to the Presidents is finishing up, right, this week, I think it did. All right. And, it goes through what the presidents did and what happened in economic times and what presidents decided to raise taxes to 73%, and then Coolidge decided to lower taxes, and then money went into the economy. And then you had the roaring 20s and people were spending. And, you know, it just, you wonder, why doesn't anybody learn from other presidents and their mistakes and their successes? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have just gotten emails and calls pouring in, not on any medical issues and not on any concerns with the economy, but everybody is pretty fired up about what Obama wants to do and what Congress wants to do in terms of gun control. I'm not going to be able to get to all your calls. We'll just take one more, and then we're going to have to move on, but I do, of course, want to allow you to express your concerns, because I know many of you are upset. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Why don't our country lead by example and stop exporting sales of guns throughout the world? And we are more than 50% of any country selling guns abroad, killing men, women, and children. In addition to that, how is it that they make notices of gun-free zones? That's an invitation for anybody who wants to go into an area and shoot people without worrying have to be retaliated by somebody having a gun. That's number two. Number three, this gun ban of military assault weapons has nothing to do with hunting, because they say, well, you don't need such a gun to hunt. It is not for that reason at all people are arming themselves with
right.
that. It's against an oppressive authoritarian government, all right? That's the reason we need guns like that to help. And we are, our rights are being eliminated more and more by a tyrannical government, and this president needs to be impeached.
No, thank you for your comment. I'm trying to look up, was Aurora, Colorado a gun-free zone? Was Aurora, Colorado I think so. I believe also Connecticut. I do get a little nervous. I do get a little nervous with these gun-free zones. Exactly. Now, you know, we did talk about, you know, some of you had called in saying if the Aurora, Colorado shooting had happened when I was in that theater, and I'm a concealed carry, I would have, well, again, I don't know much about Aurora, Colorado, and if you're allowed to conceal carry, from what I understand, it's a gun-free zone, and forgive me if I'm not up on all the laws, but we also discussed when James Holmes did come in and attack the movie theater, there was tear gas. He was in bulletproof garb from his chest all the way down to his groin, etc. I think even boots. And it might have not been as easy as we think. Because I always think that too. I'm like, you know what? I'm a pretty good shot. I would have taken him down. We still don't know if what occurred in a non-gun-free zone, if somebody else could have stopped him. Now, we did see how that Oregon Mall shooting a few weeks back, it was a story that nobody seemed to promote or be open about, but we had found it, and as well as some other radio hosts, where a gentleman with a concealed carry pulled his gun on the shooter. The shooter saw him, he stopped, and then pulled his own gun on himself. So, you know, I think that guy is a hero, the one who stopped the Oregon Mall shooting. And so, yeah, I do get a little nervous about these gun-free zone laws. I do, because that's another way of, if they can't, right, violate our constitutional rights to have a gun, one way to circumvent that is saying, fine, you can have your gun, but you're not allowed to in this area. Okay, this is a gun-free zone. This is a gun-free zone. This is a gun-free zone. So you can't conceal carry into this area. Like, for example, there's many states where you can't carry, you can't have a gun. So for those of us with concealed carry in Nevada, we can't take our gun to California. We can't take our gun across state lines. Yeah, and so, or whenever we fly, if we want to take our gun, we check it into the airport, et cetera, but, you know, we have to make sure we're going to a state that or a city that'll allow us to conceal carry or not. So, you know, we're already seeing restrictions in place. Some of the liberals are like, what is going on? Why is the right so up in arms with this? All we're talking about is assault rifles, and all we're talking about are kids getting shot. Shouldn't we all be on the same page? See, a lot of us see it differently. A lot of us see it as, okay, let's up the security with the schools, and now, right, and then don't start taking guns away from the good guys, okay? If you guys can't do your job figuring out the bad guys, that doesn't mean you take it away from us good guys, all right? And then you start trampling all over the Constitution to promote your political agenda. So it does, it makes a lot of us nervous, because I am very grateful to that man who was a concealed carry that stopped the Oregon Mall shooting. That Oregon Mall shooter didn't just plan on shooting 1.5 people. He went in there planning on shooting a heck of a lot more. And we believe he was stopped by somebody with concealed carry. I mean, my concern is many of us aren't allowed to Like for example, the parents who want to stand guard over their own kids' schools. I understand that there could be a lot of ramifications of that. I get that. When you start having parents who are vigilantes, I get that. You want to have a more controlled type of population who are surrounding the schools and protecting them. I get that. You know, you'd rather they, of course, be trained or be a part of the police force, etc. I get that. I get that. But, I just feel like Obama's going to get his way, and we need to hold on to whatever we have tightly. I'm nervous. I'm very nervous. Obama now is being inaugurated to start his next 4 years, and within the first 100 days of his first pregnancy, he wanted to do what Clinton couldn't, and he came up with the crappiest Obamacare bill that we're going to now suffer from for decades on out because it wasn't written rightly, and now his gun control is also going to be done half-assed, and we're going to suffer the consequences from that. You know, if the federal government was doing their job, screening like they're supposed to, again, we have to pick up the slack for the federal government not doing their job. We have to pay extra taxes, and we have to cover for what they mishandled with Medicare, with Social Security, with immigration. So many of our schools have kids of illegal immigrants, and our school districts are up to their ears in debt. Teachers have to buy their own products. Now, I'm not blaming the whole situation on students of illegal immigrants, but I understand that many of these schools are overcrowded and we're taking care of kids whose families don't pay taxes. If the government did their job, we wouldn't be in a lot of the situations we're in. And it's frustrating. So I I'm not going to get to all your calls today. As much as I promise that I like to be able to, as much as I promise that I want to be able to air your calls and comments on air, unfortunately, we just had too many when it comes to gun control. And, I hear you. I do. I hear you. All right, so let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, most of us are really sick of this whole Lance Armstrong deal. We had somebody who lied to our faces. Many of us defended Lance Armstrong in years past. So he finally goes on Oprah. We watch him go on Oprah. And now, because that's the big news story, you think the hostages, you think what's been going on with Algeria, you think that should probably take precedence. But everybody's talking about, Lance Armstrong and, how he, his body language. I guess they had an expert on body language. I kind of was interested in that. I agree. There's a lot of body language that tells us a lot about what's going on. But you have somebody who really made a mockery of a sport, who made a mockery of athletics and of the whole system, multiple systems, whether it be the medical system, the cycling competitions. Friends of his, co-competitors, lost chances and may never get chances back of competing. So this guy definitely gets the piece of crap award for the year, and I don't know where it's going to go, but from what I understand, people want blood, and they want his blood, and the undoped blood, and they're going to be suing like crazy. So we'll see where things go, but I really don't want to see any more on Lance Armstrong. I'm so sick of it. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. If for some reason we couldn't cover what you wanted covered, please email us, okay, because I will answer emails over the weekend. I'm a workaholic. That's what I do. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Thank you, Freeze Dry Guy, for sponsoring this part of the show. And God bless.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.